Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We could start and go in so many different places and directions in this discussion. I'm going to try to have sort of an organized flow, but if at different points it seems like I'm shifting in different directions, please just forgive me ahead of time. The Sforno has a very basic point on a pasuk in the Torah. We know that when the man began to fall on a daily basis, when the Jews were in the desert, when Friday came, it was different because a double portion came on Friday and no man was going to come on Shabbos. And in that context, Moshe Rabbeinu explains to the Jewish people, Re'u, see, ki Hashem nasan lochem ha-Shabbos. See that God has given you the Shabbos. The Sforno, and he's not the only commentator who says this, but among other commentators, the Sforno says, think about the words that Moshe Rabbeinu just said. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Shabbos is a gift from God. Nasan, he gave it to you. Matana means it's a gift. So just to think about it, it's so important. And God willing, over the course of this series, we'll give numerous reflections and perspectives as to why it's such a gift. But it's so easy to get caught up in Shabbos being a bunch of rules, Shabbos being a bunch of restrictions. And there are very important rules about Shabbos, and there are very important restrictions about Shabbos. But more than anything else, when we look at Shabbos, we should think of it as a remarkable gift from above. That's the point the Sforno makes. The Netziv has a unique insight. The Netziv says that it's an interesting thing. You could have people inherently inspired and spiritually enriched by a Shabbos or Yom Tov experience. It's striking because we can imagine and we can appreciate that there are numerous opportunities for inspiration, for religious inspiration, for spiritual inspiration in our lives. Most of the time, there's something dramatic in the context. So, for example, the Netziv is talking about the Mishkan, that impressive sanctuary that the Jews construct in the desert and moved with them in the desert. The Mishkan was beautiful. The Mishkan was remarkable. It could be a person will go to the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, and see miracles. Okay, you should be inspired if you see miracles. People talk about the fact that if you go to the Siyum HaShas and you see all these people and you hear the thundering responses of Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba and Shema and so on and so forth, that's inspiring. We get it. Sights, sounds. A person can spend a worthwhile Shabbos and feel inspired over the course of the Shabbos. How could that be? Where is that coming from? And the Netziv says that the very fact that a person can find a Shabbos or Yom Tov inspiring is the greatest proof that God is constantly ready to help us in our pursuit of sanctity in this world. And that acts obviously as a source of inspiration in its own right, but it's such a perspective on the rest of our lives as Jews that, wow, God installs this potential weekly for us to have inspiration. And in that context, the Netziv says, you know, there's a in more than one place in the Torah makes very clear that even though the building of the Mishkan was a very holy project, one is not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos to build the Mishkan. And one obviously could ask, well, why is that so? And the Netziv says it's for this very reason. Because even though the Mishkan is tremendous, and even though the Mishkan is inspiring, all these wonderful, wonderful things, the bottom line is, the greatest proof of God's helping us in this world, of God's ready to inspire us in this world, is Shabbos. And that's what we celebrate when we celebrate the Shabbos, when we think about the fact that the Shabbos is a great gift from God. So what's Shabbos supposed to be about? Obviously, Shabbos is a recognition that God created the world. Obviously, Shabbos is a recognition that God took the Jews out of Egypt. We'll talk about that later in the series, God willing. But in terms of what am I supposed to be doing on Shabbos, Rav Sadia Gaon makes 4 points. One point that he makes is an opportunity to refrain from work. A person can rest. That obviously, even from a secular perspective, we can see the value in that. Resting once a week from extensive work. One is that Shabbos is an opportunity to add to our wisdom. It's an opportunity to learn Torah. It's an opportunity to reflect, to understand better our connection with God. Another is Shabbos is an opportune time to have a more meaningful tefillah, more meaningful prayer. And the Rav Sajagon also says that Shabbos is a time to meet with other people and share thoughts and share ideas. So all these things, maybe we'll elaborate a little more in the next installment. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.